Bro Concho with Anna DeBlanzas right here at 720 WGN. It's Veterans Day, and we are proud and happy to have Megan Hill McQueenie with us, and as well as Bill Mercurio. And I'm going to reintroduce Megan. We had you in a couple of months ago as you were talking about this program that you're involved in. You're the COO, president of Bravehearts Therapeutic Writing and Educational Center up in Harvard, Illinois. Right?
That's correct. Yes,
which
sir.
Just got inundated with snow, but don't worry about it. It's going to be just fine.
A little bit.
Yeah. And let's go back and explain a little bit of what this actually is. You're taking soldiers, Marines, airmen, naval personnel who've been in combat situations, have PTSD, or any kind of veteran that's had problems through the VA, right?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. They're suggesting this as a possible alternative to other therapies to work with horses. Explain why it is that that's working.
That's correct. We, Bravehearts, is a 501c3 nonprofit. We started servicing veterans in 2007. We service them every day, all year long. This year, we'll service over 1,000 individual veterans. And like you said, they come from the VA hospitals, and they also come on their own accord, whether it's family members who bring them or they find us on their own. Some of them come from the Chicago area. Some of them come from Wisconsin. Some of them come from even other parts of the country who are in crisis mode. And it's really the people that come to Bravehearts, active duty veterans, and we also work with vets and their families as well. But it's oftentimes people that say that nothing else worked. Traditional therapies many times work for many people, and sometimes they don't. And the horses, we find, we do what's called healing horsemanship at Bravehearts, and we use the horses to really connect with people, help them find peace and hope and purpose. The horses, we call them angels in fur. They just have a way to reach people, and people, vets with PTSD, vets with physical ailments, vets with cognitive ailments, TBIs, military sexual trauma, substance abuse, depression, anxiety, whatnot. It doesn't matter. Horses are able to reach people, and I've seen it time and time again that they can reach people like nothing else can. And they are such a unique animal in what they do, and whether it's quieting somebody's anxiety by working with someone in the round pen, whether it's working with somebody that's dealing with a traumatic brain injury and how the horse helps with balance and core and endurance and stability, mm-hmm. whether it's working with a veteran who's dealing with military sexual trauma or substance abuse, just even getting them to the barn, getting them out in the community.
The trust issue, which is core.
The trust is huge with the horses.
So the veterans come, no questions asked, as
no cost
the veteran.
That's right.
How many of them, Megan, have, in generally speaking, have had experience with horses already, and how many are just kind of totally new to this whole thing?
I would take a guess. We've never actually measured that, but I would say probably a large amount. I'd say probably 75% come and have had no experience with horses. And some have small percentage have a lot of experience, and it doesn't matter. We don't have at Bravehearts, we don't have a set curriculum that we put each person through. It's not, you're going to groom on day one and you're going to learn how to tack up a horse on week two and you're going to learn how to ride on week three. It's really based on each person and their individual needs. We have a dozen plus programs.
And do people stay with you throughout this, or they come and go? How does that work?
Typically they come and go, but we do have retreats throughout the year. And so we have houses at the farms. And so we oftentimes throughout the year do intensive retreats, and those are geared. We might have a retreat that's geared specifically towards Vietnam veterans and men that are having similar common issues that they're working with. We might have a group of women that are dealing with some MST. It just depends. But we have about anywhere between 6 to 8 retreats a year where they do spend the night and stay multiple days at the farm. But for the most part, a lot of our groups and individuals are coming out and they're spending a couple hours to a half day with us.
And Bill Mercurio is a Vietnam veteran.
Yes, sir.
Right. And when did you get involved in this?
I got involved about 3 years ago. We went to a Colin Powell event in Rockford, Illinois, mm-hmm. and veterans came free, so the whole place was full of veterans. There was a table there that Megan and another young man named Cowboy were giving out information regarding Bravehearts. My wife, who has been an equine believer for years, who had her own horse when she was younger, found out that if we went out to the farm, she could ride. And as a Chicago boy, I'd never ridden. All I ever rode was the L. You know? So, I mean, ultimately, I thought, okay, if I go out there, I'll be able to let her ride, and that'll be fine.
Hold on one second. I want to hear your story of how you went through this entire emotional journey on the other side of this, okay, and how people will also tell people how they can get involved. Because this is really, you know, of all the different services that we talk about and all the different charities that we talk about on this program, this one really touches me in a very, very different way, because I've seen how it's touched so many other people in a way. And we'll come back. We'll talk to Megan and to Bill. Bravehearts Therapeutic Riding and Education Center in Harvardale, Illinois, is what we're talking about on Veterans Day. Let's check in now with Lauren Lapka with the weather and the traffic.
Street justice, how it adds to Chicago's body count. Ben Bradley reports, getting away with murder. It's a WGN-TV investigative report. It is tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Talking to Megan Hill McQueenie. She is the president of Bravehearts Therapeutic Riding and Educational Center. And Bill Mercurio, who is a Vietnam War veteran, mm-hmm, who's been serviced by this particular organization. And we talked a couple of months ago. This is a really amazing program for veterans. You're here in Harvard, Illinois, right? Are there other programs?
We have a farm in Harvard, and then we also have one in Poplar Grove. We actually have two site locations that operate year-round.
And year-round. I mean, that's a special thing to be on the horses in the middle of the winter,
that's
too.
That's right. And we're known as being the nation's largest program that's servicing veterans with horses.
Do people come from far outside of the Chicago area?
Absolutely.
Everywhere.
Could they find us from all across the country?
And if you didn't hear us before or you're just joining us now, the whole idea here is you're servicing veterans who, through any level of trauma. And sometimes the trauma might not be directly related to their military service. It might be related to saying, like in Bill's case, the trauma is a little bit later in life. Although anybody who has been in combat, you know, there's a lot of things that come back from that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your story, Bill. So you're a Vietnam veteran. You served in 66 and 67 at Pleiku, came back, lived here in Chicago, and then you had a personal tragedy, within the last decade, right?
Yes, sir. My wife and I, as I said, got involved with Bravehearts, and we spent some time out there and enjoyed it. We volunteered, and we became part of the Bravehearts group more than just a casual thing. We spent time out there. We mm-hmm. would come out together, and I really found it wonderful for me, because I tend to be a bit of an A-type personality, and when I was done with the day, I would drive out, spend time with the horses, groom them, lead other people in the horses, and spend time just talking to the horses and getting the calm that they provide for us. I was really surprised. I never realized horses were quite...
They'll do it to you in A type personality, too. You walk in there and you think you're going to go, all right, it's like a dog. A dog is going to go, okay, yeah, all right,
whatever you want.
I got it. Horses have, I think, in part because of their size and their psychological makeup, and they, it's almost as though when you look in their eyes, it's like they know something you don't know, mm-hmm. right? Isn't that sort of the sense that you get?
Absolutely. They have a sense about them. I knew when I came in, if I was wound up from the day, it was going to be a little difficult trying to get together with the horse to kind of have a union. So it was important for me to learn to calm myself down, take a deep breath, relax. And as soon as that happened, you saw the transition in the horse as well. They can sync their heartbeat to yours.
Oh, wow.
So as you calm down, the horse becomes calmer. Mm-hmm. Horse is much more attuned to who you are. And it becomes a synergy that's really impressive. In answer to your question, 2 years ago, I lost my son to the opioid epidemic. And that was, of all the things in my life, the most traumatic experience. My wife and I, my wife especially, found him in his room. He was coming out to ride with us that morning. So we went to get him, and she found that he had passed away, which immediately triggered PTSD in her. and certainly for both of us, it was a heartrending experience that I would actually never want anyone else to experience. However, with that situation, my wife and I spent 4 months solid. I left my business, my job, and we were there every day.
And with the horses.
And the horses were literally, I was at the brink where I can tell you categorically that I would not be here today had we not had the opportunity and provided to us by Megan and all the wonderful staff on it at Bravehearts, who came to us literally like a family. It was overwhelming how wonderful they were to us. But the real saving grace was to be with the horses. And there was a great horse we talk about named Boone, who is just rock solid. He's a great horse. I was provided the opportunity to ride him for quite some time, and helped me kind of understand how to ride. He's not a horse that would give you anything. You had to kind of
get it out of him.
Oh yeah, you had to do it right, or it wasn't going to happen.
I know people like that.
and to that end, he was really beneficial for me when I was out there, Nancy and I.
And how's she doing now? How's your wife doing?
She's doing fine. My wife is an exercise rider. She's out there a lot. These things kind of they come in unexpected moments, and that trauma sneaks up on you. And whenever we're out at the farm, we're provided the opportunity to just be in the moment. You know, so yesterday or tomorrow doesn't really exist. You know, you have to be with the horse. So it's a very calming effect. I was also motivated to become an instructor. And
you've never been on a horse before,
no,
getting involved with Bravehearts.
No, I've never been on a horse.
And how long have you been involved?
About 3 years.
Three years. You've worked your way up to instructor. And,
yes. Yeah. And I'm an instructor now, and I have the opportunity to work with a group of veterans from Rosecrans. It's a revolving group. They come to be with us on my teaching days on Friday. And there's quite a bit of substance abuse involved, and people from various situations they're dealing with. And I've had the opportunity to work with them and see the changes, you know, that come about because they're on the horse. I mean, fellows come in and they have, you know, they're reluctant to be around the horse. They're not sure. They're having
very intimidating
questions.
Can be, right?
Yeah, it's a big animal. I mean, so we get them together with the animals, and we've had some success, actually a lot of success with, after these particular individuals are in the program and they are finished with their program, they succeeded in their process, their 30-day rehab. They come out on their own because they are veterans, and they're able to come out and be provided the services that we offer for free. So to see them come after they're on their own.
Yeah.
They're functioning individuals, and they come out, and I can see the progress that they made through the horses, and that in and of itself is satisfying for me because it's kind of a way for me to give a little bit more out of my son.
Mm-hmm. It's amazingly brave of you to tell that story the way you just did. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it. And it's it really is a testament to what goes on here, though. And this is a program that probably should get replicated in a lot of different ways, Megan.
You know, we are accredited through an organization called PATH, and that is our accrediting body. And there are about 300 other centers that are somewhat like Bravehearts that are across the country. We're a little bit unique in our model, A, because we've been doing it so long. So we've gotten really good at just trying to follow what the veteran needs, not telling them what they need, but hearing what they want and then responding to that call. And that's really what we work on at Bravehearts, is really teaching horsemanship and letting the horses do the work. I mean, like you all discussed, they're brilliant at reading intention. They know us better than we know ourselves. And when you take the time to stay present with them, you can learn a whole lot about who you are and working even, you know, harder at who you want to be.
I want to talk a little bit about when you were here before. You were doing these rides throughout cities where you were going to major cities here, obviously included, and you were bringing the horses and the veterans and you were parading through. And that was how many miles per city?
20 miles
in each city.
Yes, sir.
And Bill was a part of that. How did that go?
It went great. And that concept, it's a program that's called Trail to Zero, and it's all set up through Bravehearts. And that whole concept is that, you know, we lose 20 veterans a day in this country. Whatever statistic you want to look at, if it's 20, 22, regardless, it's unacceptable. It's an epidemic in our country.
We lose them to suicide.
We're losing veterans to suicide in the United States. And, you know, if that was 20 senators or 20 NFL players, it'd be on the front page of every paper every day. And it's not. And we need to get more awareness pointed to it. We need to let veterans know that there's programs like ours that are out there. There's innovative, unique, alternative programs like horses. And I know personally that I can't even tell you how many times I've heard a veteran, tell me that a horse not just changed their life, but saved their life. And I think that's a mission that we want to tell at Bravehearts. And so the concept of Trail to Zero is that we want to ride horses for 20 miles in honor of the people that we've lost, but reaching people that are struggling and hurting and letting them know that horses and programs like Bravehearts exist. And we've done the ride now in Washington, D.C. We've done it in New York City. We've done it in Chicago. And in 2020, we're hoping to do it in more cities, major cities. And again, it's 20 miles. It's all with veterans and it's with these horses, and they've worked with these horses and helped train these horses and worked so hard to get where they have and bravely just want to help serve their peers and save their peers.
I know a question a lot of people have is, are the horses specially trained to do this?
Our horses are therapy horses. They're exceptional at their job and they are extraordinary. And they're very, very, very special animals. You know, they really, at Bravehearts, they're like celebrities, and rightfully so, because they have big jobs in front of them, you know, and they get treated like it. You know, there was actually a recent study I just read about that talks about how therapy animals can't do their jobs at their peak unless they have the highest care. And we really try to make sure that our horses have that so they can do what they need to do. It's a heavy job to be a therapy horse, and our horses are exceptional. We have about 44 horses at Bravehearts, and they can serve any veteran from a very beginner, more timid, to an extremely advanced rider.
And I'm assuming you match that horse
and
with the temperament of the horse with the temperament of the human. It's amazing because, and again, I look at this as a very equal relationship between horses and humans, you know, throughout history, right, throughout human history, and having been around horses my whole life and been around race horses, which are totally, you know, different breed, but people always ask, you know, do they know if they win or they know what they're doing? And absolutely. Mm-hmm. They know so many things about everything, and they watch the people around them, and they communicate with each other in their own ways, too. Bravehearts, if you would like to get involved, braveheartsriding.org. Braveheartsriding.org. Thank you both so much for being here, Megan and Bill.
And just want to add one thing. If there's a veteran you know out there that's struggling, that needs help, that's what we hope this message is all about today. Just pick up the phone, Google us, find us, and we'll be glad to help them out.
Thanks, Megan.